Hello, welcome to 98.3 KBBL Studios.
98.3 Emotion.
This is the BGM Podcast. I'm William Doyle.
I'm Nathan Combs.
I'm Ryan.
And today we have a very special Sonic Frontiers episode for you today. So it's all music from Sonic games.
Looks like the party's getting started.
Let's jack in. Last off, launch into the first little ditty here, which is Chemical Plant Zone from Sonic 2. That was Chemical Plant Zone from Sonic 2. What'd y'all think about it?
Oh, it's taking me back right away. I can tell you right now, Sega was my very first console that belonged to me, and Sonic has a very special attachment. Sonic 2 is probably my favorite Sega game, and Chemical Plant Zone is played that at level so many times that I could hear that song like as soon as it starts playing, and it just keeps going in that loop. So that's why I love Sonic, and that's why I made a DeviantArt account so I can see Sonic characters in their natural form.
Have you ever seen Ryan the Hedgehog? You ever looked him up?
Yeah, in all shapes and sizes.
Nice.
Yeah,
Sonic 2 is my first video game.
It's my first Sega game. It's just an incredible game. And I remember this song because I've spent a lot of time on this level because the water part always was so hard to me as a kid. Like I was trapped there for hours, it felt like, but it's such a fun game. I kept going back to it. And the song's great. So,
yeah, there's one part I always remember, though, with the Chemical Plant Zone that I always associated as a kid. You remember that like blue liquid that would shoot from tube to tube?
Yeah. The little balls.
I thought it was toothpaste when I was a kid, Crest toothpaste.
Okay, and you're like, why is that hurting Sonic?
I was like, that 6-year old me had no idea.
No, yeah.
I think we got another Sonic 2 coming up.
Yeah, we do. We have a Casino Night, and that is from Sonic 2. Let's go ahead and give that a quick spin, yeah, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That was Casino Night, and both those songs, first two songs, were composed by Masato Nakamura. What did y'all think of that song?
The bass is a hero in that song, I think. That bass. Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Love the griminess of the Sega Genesis. Love the whole like moseying feeling that you'd get like strutting down the aisle of a casino, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely gives off that like Las Vegas, like funky feel. I don't know what it is. It feels like nighttime. It just has this really great mood to it.
I every time, I've only been to a casino like a handful of times in my life, and each time I go, like, that song immediately comes to mind, just because nice. I just like, I always associate it with gambling, and I don't think that'll ever go away for me, but it is my favorite Sonic song for me.
Oh,
very nice.
Nice.
But Nathan, why don't you give us your hot Sonic pick?
All right. Well, let's go back to the first Sonic game, the very first one. And what we have is Marble Zone. And let's get that started. Right, and that was done by Masato Nakamura. I think this is my favorite Sonic song. I have a lot of great memories tied to this one. I just love the bass line on this one rocks. The bump, 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 yeah. bump, bump that rolls through mm-hmm. it all. It like complements the song perfectly. I think it's such a fun song.
I really like the aesthetics that the song brings too, with the, like how well they mesh together, because you're going to like these little ruins and like tunnels, and it looks like a fallen city of like Greece or Rome kind of. It looks really cool, and like when you're exploring those caves, I think the song goes really well with it. It's one of my favorites too.
Yeah, it's right up there, one of the best Sonic songs. Got it in one, huh? Boom. Wow. Classic
right from the start. But I think we have another classic song coming up. Will, what's up next?
Oh, not a classic.
Oh, not a classic? Not a classic.
This is from Sonic Adventure, but it's from the first level of that game, Emerald Coast. This song's called Azure Blue World. Let's make a splash. We'll be right back. And that was Azure Blue World from the Emerald Coast stage of Song Adventure. What'd you think?
It's great. No, I love, I've always loved this song. I love this level. I love the look of this level with it's the one with the killer whale, right? That that jumps over you. I love the look of that. And it just feels like a beach theme.
Beach song. Also like the start of an adventure almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One thing I like about this song is that it does have like an actual ending to it. Cause you know, most video games like songs, like they just have like an endless loop. This one actually has a definitive ending to the song.
don't take 5 minutes or else you'll get a little bit of no music.
But it was great. Perfectly fit the beach theme in there as well. I liked it.
All right. How about you, Ryan? What's your next pick?
All right. This one, we're going to the third Sonic game, Sonic 3, and it's the competition selection screen. All right, that was the competition selections screen music, and that was composed by Michael Jackson.
Hell yeah, baby.
And it Michael sounds Jackson. Like it.
It does sound like it.
What an incredible song. I forgot this song existed. It's so good. It's like, it's really funky and a great song. Great pick.
But yeah, it was definitely one of the most funkiest songs around for Michael Jackson created for Sonic 3.
Yes.
Wasn't able to do the entire game due to allegations at the time, but can't deny that this is definitely a very funky song that does sound really good. Can't deny that part.
It sounds like it honestly sounds like a beat that would be in a Michael Jackson song.
Yeah, it totally does.
Let's move on. Nathan, what do you have next for us?
All right. Well, next up, we have a Sonic song from a game that I think is underrated, and that's Sonic 3D Blast. I have really good memories with this game, and I actually have a really good song here, and that's Rusty Ruin Zone Act 2. So let's get started. Oh,
Wow.
Yeah, that was it. What'd you guys think?
It doesn't sound like a Sonic song.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
I was going to say the same thing. I've never heard it before. And it was, I was like, oh, this is like an actual song.
Yeah, it's super chill. I really liked this game. It was like my dad came home one time with like a big box PC full of like weird Sonic games. And this was one of them. And I just remember hearing this. And it's just, I don't know. It's really neat. Super cool. It's calm.
Yeah, I had this one as a kid. I played it a lot. This is one of my most played ones, I think.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how many Sonic games were in that box?
There was a good amount, if I remember right, because
Sonic CD, Sonic R.
Yeah, Sonic CD, Sonic R. It had other Genesis games as well, though. Like, it had Shining Force on there, stuff like that.
The Tasmanian Devil game.
I don't think it had that. Not that I remember. But
Tasmania? I love that.
But, William, what do we got coming up next?
We got my last song, which is from Sonic Adventure 2. It is the song that plays in that jungle stage. Let me get the name of it real quick. Won't Stop, Just Go. Green Forest.
Wait, we're not doing Pumpkin Hill again?
Not doing Pumpkin Hill.
I was listening to that today.
We're doing Won't Stop, Just Go. I did too. That's funny. Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in case you wanted to bring it on here.
Yeah. I mean, make sure there's no repeats, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Won't Stop, Just Go. Sonic Adventure 2, I think, was one of the first games where I started like paying attention to music in games that I played, because at the beginning of every level, it kind of doesn't let you do anything and has like a little cinematic shot. This is like almost every level.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sets the tone and speed of the level, I guess, with the music. I don't know, like Radical Highway, you start off just grinding that rail that you can't really do anything during.
Yeah.
Or like the skateboarding scene, the first level. I don't know. Or like just like a weird loop that like it's still game, but you don't really do anything except for run. There's no enemies. And you just like, I guess, focus on the music kind of.
Yeah. It's like a mood setter kind of.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I get that. And I mean, this song is just great in general. It just really got a nice riff. It reminds me a lot of the early 2000s, but
yeah,
it does. But I also think it's a good pick for Sonic Adventure 2 because
a little edgier.
It's edgier. Sonic Adventure 2 has a style to it almost, the music. And yeah, I think this definitely represents it well.
Yeah.
It's been a very long time since I played Sonic Adventures 2, but is this the one where you're running down the street and the truck is chasing you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this isn't that song. There's a jungle stage.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I'm not as familiar with it. But anyway, I do remember a lot of the songs from there that it perfectly fits that mood because this game is like a very adrenaline filled type of game where you're you're constantly running. There's not like, you know, because in the first Sonic, couple of Sonic games, it's always like, okay, where am I going? Like, you know, let me make sure I get that item and make sure I get those rings. And this one is just like, go.
And this game, especially even like over Sonic Adventure 1, Sonic Adventure 1 leaves you in control of Sonic a lot of the time, most of the time even. And it doesn't really work right when it does that, when like it lets you like take the loop on your own or like, you know, run up a wall. You always like fly off of it or something. But this game, like, it's like, oh, we're just going to put a bunch of speed pads. So you can't really do anything except for take this loop on the speed pads or take the springs. So it really sets the pacing with the music.
Yeah.
It's nice. That's it. Ryan, what do you got?
Yes. All right. We're going to go for a little bit of a curveball. We're going to do Sonic Spinball, and that is from the Toxic Caves level. All right, that was Sonic Spinball, the Toxic Caves level, and that is composed by Howard Drossin. And I would say it is probably it stands out the most in terms of sound for the 16-bit Sonic era. And definitely very, very, very Sega-like on this one, just like classic Sega songs.
Yeah, whenever I think about the Sega Genesis grime, And whenever the music grime happens, this is the song I think about whenever you hear the, whenever I say Sega grime, this is the epitome of that.
Yeah, this is sound. The grimiest of the grimy. It's it really is. I mean, and it's in a toxic cave. It's on a nasty level and yeah, everything.
A sewer, like a toxic sewer cave.
Yeah, but it's funky. And I've heard this song so much because I swear, like most first of my places.
So long.
Yeah, I've only played this one. I feel like it's so long, but at least the song's good. It's a good funky little song.
Well, I'm glad you had that same experience because I was not very good at Sonic Spinball, but I did enjoy playing the first level a lot. So I heard the first level song a lot. Couldn't tell you what the other songs sound like, but hey, this one, I like this one.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the only level song that I know. I mean, I've seen the other levels. I remember the scorpion boss on the second level.
Yeah, I think
That's it. I got there like a few times.
Yeah, same here.
Like once or twice.
But it's weird. I always went back to this one because it's just a fun concept.
Yeah, it's just pinball. It's pinball. Yeah. Play it.
It's always good. It's one of those you can just pick up and play anytime.
Mm-hmm.
But Nathan, what are you going to do to close us out?
All right. So closing us out, we're going to everyone's favorite Sonic R. One of the ones I used to play on my computer all the time.
Me too. I used to play this game so much.
Yeah, it's tough to go back to, but I have a lot of good memories with it. I have a lot of good memories with this song, and this is Can You Feel the Sunshine?
Sky, it makes me feel so high.
Oh yeah, that song just makes me happy.
Yeah,
just a nice happy little song.
I can definitely feel the sunshine.
Oh yeah, and definitely does brighten up my day.
Mm-hmm.
Who composes and sings that song?
Oh again? Yes, yes. So the along singer with every other song is T.J. Davis, British singer, sings this. This music in this game meant a lot to my childhood. I found that she had a website and her email's on her website. So I emailed her and I told her that I really enjoyed the music from this game. And she sent me an email back saying, thank you. And she had a really great time making it. So I don't know. There's some nice fan mail, little correspondence, I guess.
Yeah. I bet she doesn't get a lot actually.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Not to diminish like her song and music making career.
Well,
I was expecting something a lot worse from this story.
Oh no, I know. I just made it sound a lot worse than it is.
Yeah, like song. It's a good song. I know it's a meme. I know it's a meme now, but
is it a meme for real?
I think so. There was some at SGDQ 1 year. A bunch of the people got together and sang the song.
Oh no!
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
oh.
That will do it.
Yeah.
Why they should just go back to singing Disney songs when they play Kingdom Hearts. Everyone loves that.
Yeah, no one made fun of them for that. But yeah. I think that's a perfect way to end the show. I guess, William, you take it away.
Oh, thank you for listening to BGM Podcast. I was William.
I was Ryan.
I was Nathan.
And thank you for listening. You can check out MediaBoysPodcast.com for all our podcasts like Media Boys Podcast and Drive-In Double Feature, along with Last Week on Game Pass that we do. Go check it out. We play every Game Pass game. We talk about movies, old movies, bad movies, good movies, video games, music. They're all there. They're all free. MediaBoysPodcast.com. Check it out.
We should go
play Sonic Frontiers. This was the Sonic Frontiers sponsored episode. We'll send this out to Sega post-release and be like, give us what you think is fair. Check us out again next week. BGM Podcast.
Bye.
See ya.